Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Do you remember the popular game show Let's Make a Deal? It first aired on NBC back in 1963 with its host Monty Hall, and it ran for 40 years. In 2009, CBS revived the game show, and it's still on the air today. Audiences can't get enough. Contestants are first chosen from the studio audience. The host begins by offering them a deal in which they win a small prize. Then the player is given the opportunity to trade up for something even bigger and better. It culminates with them having to choose a grand prize hidden behind one of three different curtains. Two of the curtains will have a prize of equal or greater value. However, one of the curtains will have what's known as a zonk. That's usually a rotten prize of no value that nobody would want. The concept of playing Let's Make a Deal is so popular that sometimes we even want to play it with God. Travel back, not simply to 1963, but 4,000 years earlier. At that time, God made a deal with Abraham. In Scripture, it's called a covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement between two parties. Both parties agree to fulfill specific conditions of the agreement, and if either party fails to meet those conditions, the covenant is then broken. The old covenant to which Jeremiah refers to in this chapter is the one that God made with the people after he led them out of their slavery in Egypt. At Mount Sinai, God gave them the law. And then in Exodus we hear, when Moses went and told the people all of the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." This was the covenant. This was the deal they were to keep. Well, they didn't. They shattered that agreement. They sinned. They didn't keep the law. They broke their covenant with God. Now, if this was simply a game show, then the curtain would have been opened and the zonk prize revealed, and the contestant would realize they've blown it and lost everything. What follows would be that foreboding music, wah, wah, wah. But this wasn't a game show, and the results were far worse. God could have left Abraham's descendants and every man, woman, and child who follow to perish in their sins. But now listen to the remarkable announcement God made here in Jeremiah. He told the prophet, "The time is coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt." Then he says, "I will put my law on their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." Did you notice the conditions for this new deal? There aren't any. Now imagine a game show where the host says simply, "Here's the prize." But this isn't a game show. It's better. In mercy, God has given his Son who has died on the cross in our place. He has taken our sins away. In him and through faith, you and I now have forgiveness and everlasting life in his name. When you and I fall into sin, it's tempting to want to make a deal with God. We may promise to make up for them, bargain with him to forgive us if we do better, trade our good works for his mercy. But nothing you and I do could ever accomplish that. Here's where God calls us to resist that temptation, when you and I are crushed, to say to God, "Let's make a deal." That's because God has given us forgiveness as a free gift, which you and I receive by faith right now. He invites us to repent and confess our sins to him. And he assures us of his mercy, as he does in the Lord's Supper. As he told the disciples, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Here is the prize, his salvation, his grace, and no games." Let us pray. Loving Savior, forgive me for those times I try to bargain and make a deal with you for mercy. Thank you instead for forgiving my sins and remembering my wickedness no more. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.